This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The combine is going on now in Indianapolis. You had Aaron Glenn and Darren Mooji and Joe Shane speaking at the combine. Of course, there wasn't a ton said. The Jets want to distance themselves from Aaron Rodgers. No more questions about him as they're moving forward. And Joe Shane, of course, he's been pretty good about saying nothing his entire career. The only time we saw anything, of note and interest from Joe Shane is when the cameras were on him candidly, and he, of course, stepped in it on off-season Hard Knocks. So you're not going to get a ton from these guys. What I did get from Mooji is that he's just your classic sort of general manager, cut from, you know, the cookie cutter type of guy, that if he drafts the right players, great, but if he doesn't, he's just going to be one of those dudes that we hate. And then Aaron Glenn is coming in with a little bit of a chip on his shoulder in every one of these press conferences, and he's looking to battle, which may be a good thing, maybe a bad thing, but you're not going to get anything from the Giants on what they're trying to do at the quarterback position.
No, of course not.
So we'll see. I still think that they're heavily interested in Stafford. I think that they would love to get Matthew Stafford there. And I think that they probably believe if Matthew Stafford comes and they get, you know, 3 years out of him, they could probably make the playoffs next year.
I'm just going to warn you about what happened with the Jets. You know, is this the season that Matthew Stafford gets hurt when he comes here? I mean, that's always the potential that I worry about with older players. As good as Matthew is, and he can still throw, he can still play, he's still a top end quarterback. And as we went through those $50 million quarterbacks yesterday,
yeah.
And we talked about who would you rather have, Matthew Stafford or this $50 million quarterback. I think there were only four or five guys that we thought that we would take over him.
Yeah, it was four out of the nine. So
okay.
Was, yeah.
So, I mean, like, that's a real thing. And I think there is a real respect for his ability and his throwing ability. There's no question about that. But again, like, if the Vegas Raiders are interested and Tom Brady is reaching out to his people, I mean, if you are the Rams and you can't afford what maybe the Vegas Raiders want to pay, and I believe that Pete Carroll wants a veteran quarterback. And he's probably looking at it going, man, if I could get Matthew Stafford, maybe at least I can compete in this AFC West, because that is the AFC West is loaded now.
Yeah.
So you got Justin Herbert out there, Bo Nix out there, and, of course, Patrick Mahomes out there. And at least I have Matthew Stafford. At least I can go toe-to-toe with these guys.
Man, if I were the Rams, I would keep him and do everything I could to keep him, because if you think about last year, you know, this was a team in the Rams that got hot towards the end. You know, they killed the Minnesota Vikings in the playoffs. Then they go into Philadelphia in the snow and go toe-to-toe with the Eagles and almost win that game. And mind you, and it would just happen, so I don't need to remind anybody, the next two games the Eagles played, they blew out their opponents.
In other words, the Rams were right there.
The Rams were right there.
So the Rams finished the season winning five out of their last six And they lost that last game to Seattle 30-25, but that game didn't mean anything.
Yeah, they played Jimmy Garoppolo.
Jimmy Garoppolo played, yeah.
Right. Yeah, and then they end up, you know, in the playoffs, they beat Minnesota at home and ended up, well, no, it wasn't at home. They moved it to Arizona, remember, with the fires.
27-9.
Yep, and then they were right there with the Eagles in the snow, and like essentially, you know, a turf team in the snow against the league's best team. And Stafford played well, and they couldn't stop Saquon, obviously. But and then, the Commanders get walloped. The Chiefs get walloped. So if I'm Sean McVay, I'm Les Snead, I'm like, man, we got to make another run at this with Matthew Stafford. And how much are they paying him this year? Like, how much of a raise would that be?
Oh, it would be significant.
Really?
Yes, it would be very significant. I think he's got scheduled to make $27 million this year.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy!
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
He signed the 4-year deal at $160 million. Yeah. So he's got a base salary of 26 and a signing proration at 12. So, yeah, it'd be significant.
Right. He has an opt out.
He does.
Yeah, that's the point. You know, he wants more guaranteed money. Like I would want.
Right. Yeah.
If I were him, I would say, look, wait, man, I'm 37 years old. I'm relatively healthy. I could still play. I'm better than this guy, that guy, this guy, that guy. Yeah, my number should be $50 million a year with 110 guaranteed.
Yeah, so the cash that he'd be making in 2025 under this current contract would be $27 million. That's why the Rams, I guess, would be hesitant because that is, I mean, you're almost talking double what he's making next year.
And his cap hit next year, if he did stay with the Rams without opting out, his cap hit is still $50 million.
So in essence, but I guess the cap hit would go up. If his cash was $50 million, then the cap hit would go up
too. It's a weird contract, and he knows he wants more money.
Yeah, and he wants the, as you like to say, the one last bite of the apple, right? Isn't that the phrase?
That's exactly right.
Yeah. And even though he's made close to $400 million, he's thinking, hell, played really well last year, got a couple years left at the very least, time to cash in. I'm seeing some of these other quarterbacks make, Trevor Lawrence is making that type of money, guys, and done squat in the NFL.
Say the same thing about Justin Herbert.
Yeah, same deal.
who's got a man, that guy's got a lot of pressure on him next year. I think that whole honeymoon Justin Herbert can throw the ball and he looks great thing is
well, they gotta get some wide receivers around him. I mean, they gotta get some quality players around him. You remember they basically, I think, lost three wide receivers.
Yeah.
That were top end wide receivers.
No, Keenan Allen, they had Mike Williams. Who else did they lose in that situation? But still, those two guys were there for a while, and they weren't there last year. Ari in Valley Cottage. What's going on, Ari?
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, Ari. What's up?
So, you know, we talk about sometimes athletes coming to New York and not being able to handle the spotlight. And, you know, I don't think Stafford would have that problem coming from L.A., but more of a question for Boomer being a former athlete. Do you worry that maybe some athletes can't handle cold weather? And for whatever reason, and coming to New York, you know, maybe half the season, you're playing close to freezing games. Is that an issue that you think the team needs to worry about?
Yeah, not for Matthew Stafford, it's not. I mean, if you were telling me Tua Tagovailoa, I would say, yeah. I would say that would bother me, and I would worry about, you know, his arm strength, and I would worry about, you know, his size and, you know, his propensity for injury. I would worry about that. But for Matthew Stafford, he's a gunslinger, man. A guy can throw in any conditions. His arm is strong enough, and he is really competitive enough. So I can understand why, if in fact the Giants end up doing something like this, why they would want to do it. And I would endorse it from a standpoint of he's a hell of a player, and he's still got a lot more to give. But however, if I look at it from his eyes, do I want to go to the NFC East, or would I rather go to the AFC West if he has a choice?
Well, I also think, you know, if the Rams,
I want to go inside in Vegas.
Yeah,
that's what I would want.
And also the Rams, if they're trading him somewhere, would rather trade him to an AFC team than an NFC team.
You would think,
but the only way the Giants get him is if they're the only team willing to pay him $50 million a year over the next 3 years, and if there's another option, he's going to probably take that other option.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Big Time Rush, performing live in concert, playing every song from every episode and more. Big Time Rush, with special guests Caitlin Tarver and Stephen Kramer Glickman. Get tickets Friday, February 28th at LiveNation.com.
If you love your phone, but not your carrier, just switch to T-Mobile. You can keep your phone, keep your number, and we'll help pay it off up to $800 per line. You can also use our savings calculator to compare our plans and streaming benefits against Verizon and AT&T. So, switch and keep your phone, keep your number, and keep more of your moolah at T-Mobile.com.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, port in 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.